gills on him.
Okay, so what would you say? I'm gonna
put the gear on my mule so I can hitch him up so I can go somewhere.
Oh, okay, you'd say put the gear on rather than gear up or harness up or
harness up.
Okay. And if you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The line.
And if you're riding, what do you guide him with?
It's a line, but I don't call it a line.
Rain?
It's a rein.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you put your feet in when you're riding?
Well, in saddle. I put a saddle on, put it in the stool.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you get on the saddle and you put your feet in the
stool.
Okay.
Call it a stool.
If you have two horses hitched to something, is the horse on the left called something different from the one on the right?
Yeah.
What?
Well, we call one name and one other.
Yeah, but if you're not saying John and Tom, you might say the one on the left is called the what horse?
The right, on the right side.
The one on the left is called
the left side.
Okay, you don't use a term like a wheel horse or a lead horse or a haul horse, any of those things?
Well, I happen because I ain't been used to horses.
Right. What about mule?
Well, in a mule, we call one the lead right and lead left. You can tell him G or you can tell him haw.
Okay.
Go left or go right.
Okay, G means you want him to go right.
That's right.
Okay, but is there one position that when you're driving a team of mules implies a certain thing? Like he's the one that influences the other mule more? Mm-hmm.
I say now they follow the lead horse,
okay.
Lead mule.
Which side is he on?
He on the right side.
Okay, the lead mule is on the right side.
That's right.
Okay, if you have something that you're trying to tell me where something is, maybe a tree or something, you say, well, it's not right here. It's just a little
further.
Okay, mm-hmm. Over there. It's just a little.
Over there.
A little, put a word
peace,
in front of
peace over there.
Okay. If you have been traveling and not finished the journey, you might say you had to go before dark. Of what?
I got to go before dark.
But put in something there that would mean a distance or a certain area. I've got to
go a certain distance before dark.
Okay. And when you mean it's pretty far, how would you say that? I've
got to go a long way to go.
Okay. And if something is very common, you don't have to look for it in a special place. You know, you may say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
If someone slipped on the ice and fell, you'd say he fell how?
Fell backwards.
And if he fell this way, he fell?
Fiveers.
Okay. And if you didn't have luck fishing and somebody said, did you catch any fish? You'd say, no.
I didn't have no luck today.
Okay, no.
No.
Something a one. No.
No, they didn't bite. I didn't catch nothing.
Would you say a nary one, not a one?
Not a one today.
Okay. a schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? Nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. No, I ain't done nothing.
Okay. If somebody apologizes for breaking your rape, and you say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
No, huh?
Okay. And if a crying child might say, well, I'm crying because he was eating candy and he didn't give me.
No.
Okay. What about if you're describing something that happened in the interval between, say, oh, when it gets dark at night and it gets light in the morning, maybe there was a noise. I was hearing a strange noise. How would you say that? With reference to the fact that it happened, you know, say after you've gone to bed.
I heard a strange noise over in the night.
Okay.
I heard it.
And what about if you're saying that back when I was a child, the house...